Population.
G12, any reason to challenge, Madam Clerk?
Well, if we were to challenge so that it would bring us under 35,000, while we have a state representative in the audience, who we have been asking to support removing the requirement to report by ward during election time, and that would save the city a lot of money. I don't believe challenging, that was a plug, by the way, in case nobody caught it. I don't believe challenging for any reason. The building inspector has reviewed the figures and the housing numbers that he submitted, and said that, in his professional opinion, that he would agree with the estimate.
Motion to place on file the population for 36,514.
Second.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
I just have a quick question and clarification on that. So once the official 2020 census numbers come in, then we do revise that?
Madam Clerk.
This is the estimate as of January 1st of this year. After we don't challenge it, they'll notify us that that's not just the preliminary, that's going to be their final estimate for 1-1 of 2020. But that's the Department of Administration for the state. The federal census, we will not get until, I think they've revised their figures or dates because of COVID, and I think they are doing some closing in October, and we will not get those figures to work on redistricting until next April. So they will not change the 2020 January 1st figure, but there will be a federal census figure that is then used.
Okay. Thank you.
G13 is an authorization for the clerk to purchase another ballot scanner.
Move to approve.
Yeah, we voted, didn't we?
No, I don't think so.
All those place on the population estimate to place on file. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, page 205, authorize the clerk to purchase a ballot scanner not to exceed $7,000, with the money coming from the contingency account, and we'll apply for some grant money too.
Second. He was the first.
Dan.
Dan was the first.
No, the moment was gone.
What?
You passed me up. Okay, I move to approve.
Take it when you can get it, for crying out loud.
Did you say two? Did you move to approve two?
Can we get some cheap used ones somewhere?
eBay.
Actually, we can't even rent any at this point. They're every machine that's available, other than to purchase, is gone across the U.S.
We need this because we have so many wards, mm-hmm. because of state law. Anyway, okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 is a report on expenditures related to COVID-19. Mr. Ratzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Spending on the pandemic has stabilized for about the last 6 to 8 weeks. So there's been a minor increase in additional spending since the previous report, but there's no significant new spending going on at this point. We are in the process of finalizing our first request on the Route to Recovery, which is the major COVID grant money available to the city. That reporting period is open until September 15th. We expect to be applying for about $170,000 to reduce these expenses. Happy to entertain any questions if the council should have some.
What was the number on August 14th?
On August 14th, it was 144. I failed to update the number up above. Oh, I failed to update any of the numbers that are there, so I will have to amend this for you at the next meeting.
And that 236,5362?
The report on page 207 in the August 28th column shows $234,055 as total expenditures, with our grant request at 133. As of last week, I've updated it as of this morning, but showing a net $100,000 worth of expenses.
I'm just looking at the number that's right adjacent to the 234,055. It's 226,562.
That was the previous report's total.
Is there a decimal in there?
Those are all whole dollars.
So that's 2,226?
$226,536.
If you look at the number, Paul, the line says total expenditures and encumbrances are 234,055, up from 226.
Oh, I
comma,
see.
5362.
So the written piece, as the mayor is pointing out, says 226,5362, and that number should be the same as the amount in bold under total expenses above it of 226,536.
Okay.
And a fat finger to adds a two.
Fat finger and thumb.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Next item on G15 is the monthly financial report. Anything interesting or noteworthy that you wish to draw our attention to from either one of you?
There are two principal issues that I'd bring the council's attention to. Under the report on the street improvement fund, the city had budgeted for a local road improvement grant from the state for $80,000 in 2020. The city missed the deadline for applying for that grant, and so those funds will not arrive this year. And also on page 224, we modified the report format for the capital improvement fund, and we are now showing you for transparency purposes all of the major projects and the current spending progress against those projects. Finance committee reviewed this and recommended the its inclusion. I'd also point out on page 227, it indicates where we were on park impact fee spending. There was some discussion of that in previous days. I went and checked those numbers today, and with the action the council took on August 4th to grant the 116th Trail design project, we will have spent park impact fees through the end of December of this year. But if the city would proceed on any other park projects, that would extend the deadline. But as we sit around the table this evening, we will have completed the spending and absorption of park impact fees through the collections in December of 2007. And so January of next year would be the first month that a rebate might be possible.
Yeah. Alderwoman Wilhelm, and then I guess.
Has there been any progress on what impact fees could qualify for the Marquette pedestrian way?
As of this date, Mr. Mayor, I have not received any information from engineering on how much of the project cost relates to a pathway, and until I have that information, I won't know how much of the Marquette project might qualify for impact fees.
I'm mentioning that so the finance members can keep that in mind when they're looking at that as well. Thank you.
And Peggy, we talked about being good through May. That's with the 116th Street Trail.
I think what Paul just said was that's not the case. The June financial report obviously was not correct. So that means that what he said was just, I think he just said with 116th Street, 150 is only going to take us through December.
Okay, so we got some work to do. Okay. Any other red flags?
No.
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman Mayor?
Question. Amid the barrage of emails and phone calls related to the Ballpark Commons noise, a couple of them brought up concerns, and several specified a figure around $500,000 that they've heard the ballpark is going to be short this year, requiring that money to be covered by the general fund. Is that something that is true? Can we discuss that? Where does that go?
Included in the June Finance Committee packet, which all the council members received, was a report, a flash report on TID progress for expected TID progress for January of 2021. And included in that report was an indication that the Ballpark Commons project, or that TID, will likely be in the neighborhood of $500,000 short of tax collections to cover debt service for next year. Until the budget numbers are pulled together in total, we won't have an exact figure, but all indications at this time are that the TID 5 will be about $500,000 short of the debt service payment for next year. Finance Committee is looking at and made a recommendation that if there needed to be an advance, that it be an advance from the general fund to the TID fund in January of 2021, such that should the TID generate excess increment in future years, that money could then be repaid back to the general fund.
So, but for now, the general fund would have to cover that $500,000.
There are a couple of alternatives, but that is the most desirable of the alternatives.
And when we see the budget in a month or so, will that be already figured in that? You said we won't know until the final numbers come in.
Well, the budget will estimate the tax rate for the year and therefore estimate the tax levy going into the TID, but until we know the levy for both the school district, the county, and the other overlapping taxing authorities, we won't know the full increment or the tax collections for the TID next year. But we should be pretty close with our estimates in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Just in simplistic terms, the taxpayers will have to cover that $500,000 until it's paid back, if it's ever paid back. Is that a correct statement?
That is a correct statement.
Thank you.
The one thing, though, that we should remember is that the demand would be made to the developer first to make the payment. So this isn't the plan for the city to pay for this. The plan is to obtain the money from the developer. That's what the agreement says, and that's what the city would be doing.
So then what we were just talking about is Plan B if he doesn't pay for it.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
That's why you do your best to piss him off. Okay. G16 is committee of the whole recommendations, potential acquisition of property. Do we need a motion on that one?
I guess. Mayor, do I have a floor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
Mr. Morrow, did you have a suggested motion on that public part for your water that you wanted us to make on that? That's sort of your baby there, so.
Hold on. We need a motion on that.
City Attorney.
Hold on. Mr. City Attorney.
I think what the city engineer, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're going to proceed as was discussed in closed session at the committee of the whole meeting.
That's my motion.
Yeah, that'd be correct.
You don't need it. Well, if that's your motion, that's your motion.
We don't need one, but
no.
But if you want
to. I think it's appropriate if you're talking about moving forward with property. Why not put it on the record?
Alderwoman Wilhelm has made the motion to direct staff to proceed as discussed in closed session last night. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
And then, Mayor, I guess with that, we had asked about all those separate things, about all those financial breakdowns, about what could be impact fees and what that, because then that would help Peggy and Paul and everyone figure out about the impact fees further, if that is some use for that item as well. So hopefully that will be coming forward to us, because that was part of our suggestion as well.
Item B, a wholesale public water supply. Again, there was no action taken on that item as well. Item C, Mr. City Attorney.
I suggest a motion to direct staff to proceed as was discussed in closed session at the committee of the whole meeting.
So moved.
Second.
This is for the, which item?
C.
C.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
You say aye.
Hmm?
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Mayor votes aye. Motion carries. 4 ayes, 3 noes. Motion carries. There's no action taken on the last item. Okay. Miscellaneous licenses. Who's doing it? There's only three of them. Alderman Nelson.
Okay, item one, Mulligan's recommendations is approved. Operator Korea is to deny falsification application. 3, Jenny Kugenhaun was to deny falsification application. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, Heather Borger, we're going to hold until applicant contacts the clerk's office.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Aye, vouchers. Is there a motion approving city vouchers with an ending date of September 1st, 2020, in the amount of $1,434,835.74, and payroll dated August 28th, 2020, in the amount of $415,272.32. Payroll and payment of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $536,986.29. Bless you. Plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated September 11th, 2020, in the amount of estimated $410,000, and payment of the various payroll deductions estimated at $229,000 plus city matching payments. And approval of release payments to miscellaneous vendors in the amount of $55,951. And approval to release library vouchers not to exceed $39,000.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
You've got a closed session.
Ooh.
What?
G17.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Too early. Oh, that one. I forgot.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. I got it all right here.
I thought we were just, you know.
Too good.
There are motion on our closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19851E for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to tax incremental District 8. A development agreement between the City of Franklin, JHB Property LLC and ZS Enterprises LLC, Industrial Spec Buildings Mixed Use Development, and a development agreement for JHB Properties LLC and ZS Enterprises LLC, Industrial Spec Buildings Mixed Use Development, Public Improvements, and the Investing of Public Funds and for Governmental Actions in Relation Thereto, and to affect such developments, including the terms and provisions of the development agreements for the development of property located on the south side of West Elm Road in the approximate 3,500 block area, where West Elm Road to be extended to the west consisting approximately 79.79 acres, and to re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved. Second.
Madam, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, jeez, sorry. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're in closed session. Jim, you can go home. You shut down. It is 8:37. We are back in open session. There is no action being taken on the closed session item. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.